Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. All this week, Justin and I are going to share some lessons that we see most people struggling with. Starting today, we'll talk about how to pick and price a county. Then on Wednesday, we'll go over what to do when you actually start getting calls, and then we'll end the week with how to market and sell that property for huge profit. Before we jump into it, though, I want to take a second and let you guys know that Justin and I have officially launched our consulting program. We're really excited about this, guys. Basically, we're here to help you. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help getting started, or you've been in the business for a while and you're looking for some help on how to expand. All you have to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch with you to get started.
Thank you for that introduction, Adam. Today, the number one question we commonly get is picking and pricing a county, and that's where it all starts at. When you are sending mail, you got to know where you're going to send it to, and you need to know what you're going to price it. While everybody has their own methodology, and between every land course and land investor out there, for that matter, has their own way of doing it, and I think it's good to get a couple different perspectives and start to kind of adjust it to make it your own. So today we're going to focus on the way Adam prices and picks counties, and the way I price and pick counties, and then hopefully you find your way through that. Adam, how do you price and pick your counties?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually. I just go to the secret county.
You go to the secret county list?
Yeah.
Do we have that available on our website for $4.95?
Yeah, but just email me directly for it.
I can't even right now. Is that in a PDF, or is it copyable so they can share it with me?
No. That's a secret county list.
Okay, and you get that by
emailing me and paying $5.
Okay. So there you have it, folks. This episode number 6 today is now done since it's got the secret county list.
Okay. Let's be serious here. This is where a lot of people get hung up, but it's mostly because they're only in their own head. There's not a whole lot that goes into it. So I'll just go over some of the points that I look for. All right. So the first one is I always start with my goal in mind. Am I looking for cash flowing properties, or am I looking to make some big profits? And then from there, I'll go to the land investing websites, whether it's Land and Farm, Lands of America, whatever, and I'll start looking at the land and prices that land are selling for. I'll just kind of start browsing. I don't really even really have a county in mind. I just want to see some activity going on, and I want to see that other investors are there, which some people don't like, but I actually like seeing other investors there, because that tells me that maybe that county has been vetted and that maybe it actually works. And so it's also really important to me that the county has a website that is functional. You know, some of these counties will look in and think, oh, maybe I want to send mail there and go look at their website, and they'll have nothing. Like, you want to be able to see data on those websites. You want to be able to, get information about a parcel when it comes back to you. You want to go see who owns it, if they're owing taxes. Maybe we want to make payments online for the taxes, whatever. You just want to have a very data-rich website.
Yeah, I had that happen to me earlier this year. We mailed half a state on the East Coast, and we checked, not we spot-checked everything to make sure it worked, and we sent that mail out. We get our first deal back. It was 75 acres for $25,000. As the potential on that one was going to be about a $75,000. So we were like, heck yeah, you know, getting ready to go to the website, and it's a .net, and there is no links to check back taxes. There's nothing. And I was like, I thought we checked this. And I, you know, I'm talking to the person I'm working with, and he's like, I did. And then I go to pull the APN up on ParcelFact. It doesn't work. I go, man. So that you're right on with the county websites and the tools that you have, is checking that tools and making sure that feeds back into the county.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that. Data is important in this, and you want to make sure that you can get what you need when you need it without having to call someone that doesn't even want to do their job in the first place.
Yeah, ease of data is super important for us, because we all work from most of us work from home or from a little office. We're doing it at work on our lunch break or doing it during break time. So that's important.
And then also, and speaking of that, is the property available on parcel fact?
Okay.
Because you need to be able to tell where the parcel is. It's really nice to have an outline of the property that you can show someone. And parcel fact's not the only one to do that. That software that does that. It's just one that I really like. And I use it a lot in my marketing too to show people where the property is. From there, I'll just start pricing it out. It's not, there's nothing, no crazy math in this. I look at what it's been selling for and I take all those numbers and I times it by 30-35% and send out the mail.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I think we do a lot of things in the same way and we do some things different and we debate about a lot of stuff on the show. And that's what this show kind of puts it together is, hey, we have two successful land investors that both do things similar yet differently. We went through the same educational piece, and yet we've come to differing opinions in a lot of things, which makes it fun for y'all because it's like, hey, well, just tell us the right way to do it. And we say, there's no right or wrong way. There's your way. And there's ways that don't work, but then there's ways that do, and they're all going to vary a little bit. And that's about as clear as mud. So I pick my county based on attributes. The big thing for me is I love the idea of this wood cabin in the middle of the woods. That I don't want to build the cabin myself. I just want to call Leland Cabins and tell them to put one together. They're 8x10. They're in the front porch. They have two front windows, a front door, like $8,000. So I'd say, okay, $8,000 plus a 20-acre piece of property in the woods in wherever USA, put that together, and that tells me now, okay, I'm going to buy it for X amount, and I'm going to sell it for this amount, and the dream is for somebody else to have that same dream as me. And that's what makes me excited. So when I look at, when I'm looking at landsofamericanlands.com, the lands.com dashboards, I often say, man, that's a pretty piece of property, and it looks, the price of it's where I like to be, because I like to shop between $1,000 and $2,000 an acre for market value. That means stuff that's listed. The actual listed value is about that. And then I offer about between 30 and 35% of that. But, so that's getting a little bit part of it. But I look at those counties, and that's kind of part of my vetting process for a county. I like the attributes. I like where it's at. And then I double check the radius of what metropolitan areas are within 200 to 250 miles of it. Because that, to me, tells me, hey, I've got the weekend dreamer like me that wants to go to their cabin with their kids, and they don't want to spend 10 hours in the car getting there. They want to spend 4 hours in the car getting there. So we look at it that way. Once we've got that picked, wherever that may be, that could be Washington, it could be Nevada, it could be Arizona, it could be California, it could be Kentucky, it could be anywhere in the country. You know, we've bought in 25 states, and that to me tells me, okay, hey, it works pretty much everywhere. And the other 25 states, we haven't bought there just because we haven't shopped them yet. But we do the exact same thing every time in every state. We look for where our client pool is going to come from, what the pricing is. Because at the end of the day, for me, it's just about margin, what my end goal. And like Adam said, have your goal in mind. What's that look like? Mine is what margin I want to make. And if that's $10,000 to $12,000 of property, then on the low end, and then anywhere up to $60,000 to $100,000, then that's what I'm shopping for. If I've had a great month on big flips and I say, hey, I'm going to go buy some $2,000 to $3,000 properties in the areas that are proven by investors for terms deals, I'll throw some money that away and just increase my terms deals. You know, we did that this year and we increased about like six properties. We added $1,200 to $1,300 in month and payments. And then we did and it sold a couple of those cash. It paid us all back. So we are all out and got 13 extra $100 a month. But again, the pricing and picking an accounting starts with what your goal is, the attributes that you like, in my opinion, and then what you're wanting to spend and what you're wanting to sell for. So that end goal in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, all of that is on the secret county list that you can email me for and send me $5.
You just want the $5, dude. What are you going to do with all the $5 bills that you get sent?
Coffee? I don't know.
I don't drink coffee, though.
That's why they're emailing me.
Dang. Okay. For $4.95, what is the number one at Whataburger cost right now with cheese? Like $6.15 or something like that?
Not everyone listening may know what Whataburger is.
They should, though.
Oh, man, I feel sorry for the people that don't.
Yeah.
It's like a much tastier In-N-Out.
Yeah. Yes. Very much tastier than In-N-Out.
Yeah. I think that's one of those things we'll always agree upon. So what else we got?
Let's kind of summarize what what it is, because I think we kind of bounced a little bit over because you hit some great points. I think I hit some great points, but let's find some common ground so some of these guys can have the actual working core. Because we did a couple of live events. We've got one actually coming up in Texas. It's gonna be Texas Land Investors Live. We are just sponsoring the room and hanging out. We might try to do a live podcast if we get some interest in it. There's a huge land investor group in Texas. We're gonna help them out, kind of meet with them and help some new guys through it, because and a lot of the live events we go to, the land investors, you have people that have been doing this 2 years and haven't picked a county and mailed. And that to me is like, man, you could have messed up twice a year and still bought five or six properties and you still haven't made that first deal. So let's give them the points to get them through that first deal. Let's just bring it home for them. All
right. So here's some of my points. Start with the goal in mind and how much money you want to spend, what kind of property you're looking for.
So hold on. Let's stop right there. Let's work through your points together. And it's, because we want to give somebody a path to be successful. So if you're just trying this out and you've watched every course that's out there and all of them tell you the same thing, hey, offer $500 on 5 acres, do that. Buy your first 5 acres, because I think we both did that and it was straight. It hooked us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that first purchase, that first sale, that
it's the first minutes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, first yes, you're probably, for me, I was so nervous I didn't know what to do. Calm down, man.
Okay. So we're just going to pick with a goal in mind and just get something out there.
Mm-hmm. And then for me, are other investors working there or have they worked there before and vetted the county?
Yeah, I mean, that why people do what's easy. Mm-hmm. And that, so let's keep it simple. What's the term? The KISS term, keep it simple, stupid. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that a lot from me, and I know you will with Adam. We dumb it down to a point that you cannot fail. You might make a few mistakes, but it's not going to put you out of business. Mm-hmm. So find some investor friendly counties.
Does it, the county have a good website?
Does the county have a good website? Do you have access to back taxes, to records on there, like the previous deeds there for the purchasing? Why would you want to know that?
Well, to make sure that the right people own it.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I mean, and we've all been through the courses and they tell you, you know, you want to check the vetting deed that you're buying it from, so you're just going to use the same vernacular that's on there, the verbiage, whether it's the legal description, the grantors and the grantees match. The grantee is the grantor that's going to be selling to you, and they're the ones signing the deed because they have to. Ease of access to that information is priceless.
Definitely. And then finally, when it comes to pricing, look at what's being out there and what's offered, and maybe go 30, 35% or whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, we kind of vary on that part. I think a lot of our stuff's the same on the front end, the pricing, and it's has to do with a lot because of your data background and me for being, I don't want to say lazy, I just like to fly right through stuff.
But you know, as an analyst, I had to measure everything. That's just not something I can get rid of.
No, and it's not a wrong way. And I think if I talked to 10 different land investors that have been doing it for years, all 10 of us have a different way of pricing, and they all kind of come out pretty close. I'm not going to say they're identical, but some are more scalpel than others. I know a land investor, he'll say, in the state of California, every 10-acre or 20-acre property, I'm going to offer him $10,317, and he will still buy a plethora of those properties. Some he hits home runs on, some he hits, you know, singles and doubles. And then I have guys that say, hey, I go to a broker into that county, take the MLS sold comps, and I offer a percentage of that. And those guys, that guy alone made $500,000 selling land last year. So it works in extremes. Either extreme will work, but you have to have a methodology that way you can adjust and improve it every time you send out a new piece of mail.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point that you said that, because you may not get this right the first time, but learn from your mistakes, adjust, like Dustin just said, and keep moving forward.
No, you're exactly right. Our first mailer, we killed 21 properties, and that was, to us, was just unreal. And we got, I don't want to say we got lucky on pricing, but we knew it was $100 an acre price property area. We offered 110. I mean, it's not rocket science, guys. It's just saying, hey, this is what the everybody says to do here. Let's just add a little bit more money. It's not a lot. So for a 20 acre property, it cost us what? Extra $200.
Yeah.
We were still selling them for $4,500 to $6,500 an acre, or $6,500 total. So our second mailer that went to two new areas, we totally bombed. We said, oh, we're going to increase our offer price by 30%. Well, when you do that on $110, it's not a lot. And when the market value of that area is $1,500 to $1,600 an acre, yeah, you bomb. You get tons of hate, and you look at yourself, is this the business for me? And that's not right.
No. But keep moving forward. That's key here. Keep moving forward, learn from mistakes, and you will succeed.
No, I agree with that. You find the methodology that gets it close, and then we always adjust.
Are we good?
Do I think I think that actually we agreed a lot more than I thought we were going to on that one.
Yeah. I don't know if there was any debates in this episode. We must be doing something right.
I think we've known each other so long that we just said, hey, today may not be the day to debate. because the goal is our listener. We don't want to confuse them with both of our egos and prides trying to arm wrestle each other across this podcast studio. We want to make sure that our listener takes something from this and they're successful.
Great.
And that's why you announced the consultant.
Yeah, man, we're both super excited about that. So if you have any questions regarding that, feel free to reach out to us. But I think that's it for today. Hopefully you feel a little more comfortable picking an accounting. Other than that, make sure you're checking us out on Facebook and on Instagram. Justin's really active on there, and we really want to get to know you guys. Also, we're still doing the land giveaway on the 10th episode, so make sure you're going and finding us on iTunes, on Stitcher, you're subscribing, you're taking a screenshot, you're sending it to justin@pluminvestmentgroup.com. And other than that, we will see you back on Wednesday. We'll be talking about what to do when people start calling you back on your offers. And so, yeah, that's it. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thank you.